Digital Parenting 101, Raising Cyber Smart Kids. In today's world, a child's playground doesn't always have a swing set. It often glows from a screen. From video games to social media, the digital world is where many children learn, play, and connect. But just like we teach children to look both ways before crossing the street, we now have a responsibility to guide them safely through the digital landscape. Digital safety has become a crucial part of modern parenting. It's no longer just about installing filters or saying no to screen time. It's about raising aware, resilient, and informed digital citizens. This article is for every parent, grandparent, older sibling, and caregiver who wants to protect and empower the children, especially the most vulnerable among us. Young kids, teens, and even elderly family members navigating these same online spaces. Why a human-centric approach matters too often, digital safety advice focuses on restrictions. Block this, lock that. While boundaries are important, they're not enough. A human-centric approach prioritizes empathy, trust, and open communication, helping children develop the inner strength to make good choices, even when adults aren't watching. It's about empowering, not just protecting. Our goal isn't to raise children who follow rules blindly, but ones who understand why digital safety matters, and who carry that understanding into their teenage years and beyond. When children feel trusted and supported, they're far more likely to open up about what they experience online. This is where cyber self-efficacy comes in, helping children believe they can recognize risks, make informed decisions, and recover from mistakes. By building their confidence and skills early on, we equip them to navigate the digital world with both awareness and assurance. Our goal isn't to raise children who follow rules blindly, but ones who understand why digital safety matters and who carry that understanding into their teenage years and beyond. Start early. Conversations that matter. You don't need to wait until a child has their first phone to begin talking about digital responsibility. Even preschoolers can understand the basics: being kind online, not sharing personal information, and coming to a trusted adult if something feels wrong. As children grow, evolve the conversation. Talk about online kindness and how words on a screen can hurt, just like words in real life. Introduce the concept of fake news and teach them that not everything online is true. Explain how manipulated content like deepfakes can make things look or sound real when they're not. Help them understand the permanence of online actions, that even if something seems private or anonymous, it can still be traced, shared, or misused. Teaching this at an early age encourages a sense of digital responsibility and thoughtful decision-making. The earlier and more regularly these conversations happen, the more naturally children will come to you when they need help. Common digital risks for kids. Children face a variety of online risks, many of which adults themselves struggle with. Online predators who exploit innocence and trust, scams that trick users into giving up personal information, privacy violations, often from apps or games collecting more data than we realize, excessive screen time, which can impact mental health and sleep, misinformation that spreads fear or confusion, cyberbullying and online harassment, which can severely affect a child's emotional well-being and sense of safety. Deepfakes and AI-generated media that blur the line between truth and fiction. Recognizing these risks is the first step in building a safe digital environment. Empathetic safety strategies by age group. Each age group needs a different approach. Here are simple, practical ways to nurture cyber smarts at every stage. Toddler years, limit screen time and only use trusted ad-free apps. Talk about what's real versus pretend. Show them how you use devices responsibly. Tweens, 6 to 12 years, start talking about online privacy, why we don't share our full names, addresses, or birthdays. Show them how scams work by playing games like Spot the Fake Website. Teach them to question strange messages or requests. Teens, 13, 18 years, this is where deeper digital resilience is needed. Talk openly about peer pressure, phishing, and manipulated content. Teach them about deepfakes, and use news stories as conversation starters. Practice using family-safe words, a secret word or phrase only your family knows, to verify someone's identity during unexpected digital interactions. Encouraging open dialogue. Children need to know that no question is too silly and no mistake is too big to share with you. Create a home environment where digital experiences are openly discussed. Ask, what's something cool or funny you saw online today? Pose, what would you do? Scenarios. What would you do if a stranger asked for your picture? Share your own challenges and mistakes to model it's okay to not know everything. Modeling cyber smart behavior. Children often copy what they see. If you fact-check articles, question unusual emails, and use privacy settings, they're more likely to do the same. Be honest when you don't know something. Say, that's a great question. Let's look it up together. This shows your child that learning is ongoing and that digital safety is a shared responsibility, not a one-time lesson. Tools and tech that support safety. While open communication is essential, tech tools can provide added protection. Parental control apps like Qustodio, Bark, or Google Family Link. Privacy settings on platforms like YouTube Kids and TikTok. Screen time management tools built into Android and iOS. Misinformation detection tools like NewsGuard or browser extensions that highlight suspicious content. Choose tools that align with your child's age and maturity level, and always explain why you're using them. Raising digital citizens means building trust, modeling empathy, and empowering children to think critically and act with confidence online. Raising thoughtful digital citizens. Digital safety isn't just about avoiding danger, it's about shaping who our children become online. By weaving empathy, kindness, resilience, and critical thinking into everyday conversations, we help raise young digital citizens who act with intention and integrity. Lead with empathy. Ask your child how they'd feel receiving the messages they send. Role play situations that encourage putting themselves in someone else's shoes. Cultivate kindness. Celebrate moments when they post something uplifting, reply with compassion, or stand up for someone being mistreated online. Small acts matter. Practice healthy skepticism. Show them how to cross-check headlines, question clickbait, and think critically before sharing. Teach them to ask who made this and why. Build resilience. When things go wrong, as they inevitably will, help them learn from it. Whether it's oversharing or falling for a scam, focus on what they'll do differently next time. Above all, remind them that making mistakes doesn't define them. Growth happens through reflection, support, and trying again, with confidence and care. Takeaway: don't just restrict. Empower cybersecurity isn't about fear. It's about building confidence, awareness, and connection in a digital world. By starting small, talking often, and modeling smart behaviors, you're not just raising kids who know how to be safe. You're raising digital citizens who are empowered to think critically, act kindly, and help others do the same. Let's give our children the tools to not only survive online, but thrive.